Good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Monday, March 18th, 2024, 9:07 a.m. on this Monday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle. Glad you've joined us. David Boyle in studio with someone. I can't believe it. He's back, Bill.
I'm back. I was gone all week in a place that it didn't snow.
Man. Lucky guy. Spring break, of all things. Can you believe it? Found a place that didn't snow on spring break.
Wow. And just, you know, it was nice not to be in snow on Friday, but it was also, I envied you a little bit, this incredible storm that came in on the last day of spring break.
Yeah.
But really put us up over the top for snowpack. Just checking this morning, there's 15 inches of water in the snowpack at Camp Jackson, which is a snowtail station closest to our studio here in Monticello in the Abajo Mountains. But that's great news. It's 129% of the normal average for this date. But probably more importantly, it's 112% of an average total winter. Mm. So it's good stuff. Snow generally peaks every year it peaks. It gets to its high and then it starts to drop. And that peak is average on March 14th. So we've past that, I think we may build a little bit more on this 15 inches. But anyway, great news, great snowpack winter that looked great for much of the winter and then got a little bit worrisome, but it's finishing strong.
Yeah, well, very good. That's exciting news.
For Southeast Utah, the average is 132% of normal for this date. And then let me check Southwest Colorado. And Southwest Colorado includes Dolores, San Juan, San Miguel, Animas River Basin. It's 103% of normal. So we got a good normal winter coming on the heels of a great winter last year. So reservoirs should fill up and we can enjoy another beautiful summer in the Red Rock Country.
Yeah, that'll be great. Yeah, well, paid the price a little bit. But yeah, it wasn't as bad. I mean, when you're off the hills of the memory of last year's winter, it doesn't seem so bad, you know.
Yeah, and this was kind of a highly localized storm, too. There was rain. There was good precipitation throughout the area, but Moab and Blanding just received rain. I'm not sure what happened in Cortez. I know it hit hard up in the high country in southwest Colorado, but a wet storm.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
Yeah, indeed. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. We did mention last week about the shooting of a police officer on I-40. Of course, this is on the southern end, outside of our listening area, but you know, a big news story
at Bernalillo, I think, which is where the highway from Northwest New Mexico comes into the interstate.
They're on I-40 and they're looking for a suspect, and they've said that suspect has since been captured. The 32-year-old man from South Carolina, Jeremy Smith, was arrested. He had a warrant out for first degree murder, armed robbery, and a bunch of other crimes as well related to that incident. So good work by police in apprehending this man. Will be a lot sleep a lot safer knowing that. But yeah, kind of an incredible story. Again, it's on the outer edges of our listening areas, but we do like to bring you that information from big news just outside the Red Rock area. But an arrest has been made. That man's been captured, according to latest information. It's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area, including the latest out of the San Juan County Commission meeting, where members of the San Juan County Commission approved $175,000 in rural grant funding for local businesses. San Juan County Economic Development Director Elaine Gisler explained that the funding was part of $200,000 granted to the county from the Utah Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity. Members of the County Economic Development Board spent about 8 hours going through applications from local businesses requesting $1.3 million in funds Following the review, 12 businesses throughout the county were recommended to receive some of the funding to go towards economic development projects. As part of the program, the commission also required the recipients to sign a memorandum of understanding requiring at least a 5% match of funds given towards the project, reporting requirements, and a requirement that the business not be sold for 3 years, else the funds be returned. Among the recipients were $25,000 for the Abajo Lodge in Monticello to go towards their roof, $24,000 to Wolf Springs near LaSalle for a Hobbit House, $23,500 for furniture and a deck at Canyon Smokehouse Barbecue in Bluff, $20,000 for a bathroom and fire system upgrade at Ja Ro and Sushi in Monticello, and $11,250 for freezers, ice cream machine, and a sign at Ease Market in LaSalle. Gisler noted that the Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity emphasized that the funds be spent in ways that would bring a return to the county. She said, quote, to not just give the funds and not anticipate anything, but how can these funds help bring back transient room tax, sales tax, create employees, etc. Gisler also said they'll be asking for additional funds from the state in coming years. Commissioner Sylvia Stubbs sits on that County Economic Development Board. She said, quote, I think this is one of the hardest things to do. You see a lot of dreams, lots of hopes from people, and then you have to make selections. I'm glad about the communities that we have helped, said Stubbs. So that's part of that latest County Commission meeting. And yeah, those grant funds given to businesses to hopefully help them along here in the county.
Great program.
Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot more local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and be right back.
Welcome to Moab and the Easter Jeep Safari from El Tapatio, the finest Mexican food in Moab. While you're here, come treat your taste buds to a delicious fajita, burrito, enchilada, or torta. Enjoy a freshly made margarita, cocktail, or cerveza from the bar. Ask about our daily specials and our private dining room for groups. For a festive atmosphere and a taste of old Mexico, pay a visit to El Tapatio in Moab at 125 South Main next to the Best Western.
The Doobie Sisters, Montezuma County's only family-owned and operated recreational cannabis dispensary, is excited to announce the opening of their second location in Mancos. Find great deals during happy hour every day from 4:20 to 6 and shop a newly expanded inventory. There's always something for everyone at the Doobie Sisters. Order online at doobiesistersco.com. The Doobie Sisters, the best cannabis customer experience in the Four Corners since 2016.
It's time to spring into lawn care with Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez. Come check out the great deals on Scott's Fertilizer's four-step annual lawn program. Select Ace Garden Tools, $21.99 each. Ace Steel or Polytine Leaf Rakes, just $11.99 each. Plus, big specials on Weber Grills, Ego Electric Mowers and Trimmers, Miracle-Gro Potting Mix, and more. That's just the beginning of our Red Hot Buys through the month of March at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Monday, March 18th, 2024, 9:17 a.m. on this Monday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show, bringing you local news and happenings throughout the listening area. Taking a look at some news in the area from the Grand County Sheriff's Department. They put out a release just before the weekend. Of information about Timothy Jordan Boone, a man who went missing on August 4th or 2021. So some time ago, a little over a week ago on March 10th, the Grand County Sheriff's Office was notified of remains in the Book Cliffs area northeast Grand County through the efforts of a recovery team composed of Grand County Sheriff's Office, investigation and search and rescue, along with the assistance from Mesa County Sheriff's Office search and rescue canine. Human remains were located and retrieved. The remains were subsequently sent to the Utah State Medical Examiner's Office, who were able to identify this missing man, Timothy Jordan Boone. At this time, no foul play is suspected in the disappearance of the death of Mr. Boone, and the Grand County Police Office offers thanks to those involved, including bringing closure to the family of Mr. Boone. So, again, man missing for quite some time, and some answers for the families after some work by Grand County and Mesa Sheriff's officers. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got some other news in the Red Rock listening area. It's also in northern Grand County. This report out of the Daily Sentinel in Grand Junction, talking about a facility that may cut region's gasoline and diesel costs. That's a report in the Daily Sentinel by Dennis Webb. It's a report on a newly erected collection of massive storage tanks along I-70 in Utah, just west of the Colorado border, and aim to help lower the price of fuel for some motorists as soon as this year. The storage units, these terminals where gasoline and diesel fuel shipped from the Gulf Coast will be picked up by trucks to deliver to gas stations in the region. The terminal will be connected by existing pipeline to the U.S. large refining complex located in the Houston area, providing retailers with access to an alternative source of refined products that should result in lower fuel prices for consumers in Colorado and Utah. That's according to the Houston-based Enterprise Products, who's part of the project. So these big nine giant tanks being built just inside the Utah part of I-70, just outside of Colorado, may bring some cost savings to that region, and may trickle over throughout the area. So kind of an interesting report there out of Grand Junction. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
Yeah, there'll be a celebration of life for longtime Cortez resident Jim Johnston at 2 p.m. on Friday, March 22nd at First United Methodist Church of Cortez. Jim passed away in February, just 5 days shy of his 95th birthday. Celebration of life services for Davina K. Branson, age 67 of Cortez, will be held on Saturday, March 30th from 11 to 2 at Ertel Memorial Chapel. Services for Barbara Hall Pearson of Monticello begin at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, April 6th at the Monticello Cemetery. She passed away on March 5th. Funeral services for Clifford Lee Carter, age 64 of Moab, begin at noon on Saturday, April 20th at Old City Park in Moab. And we just received word of the death of Jim Stiles, longtime publisher of the Canyon Zephyr and a great friend to Red Rock 92 and the San Juan Record. Services are pending. And our condolences to all his friends who, what a guy Jim Stiles was, a wonderful writer and chronicler of events, but also pretty passionate defender of the things he believed in.
Yeah. Well, that reminds me, Bill, another death notice we just got yesterday was Larry Holiday of Monument Valley.
Yeah, Larry Holiday, a stalwart of Monument Valley, passed away over the weekend.
Yeah. Understand that the first gathering for Larry is going to be held today at 5 p.m. at the Monument Valley Welcome Center in Monument Valley. So, again, it's listed on the post that I saw as a first gathering, so maybe more opportunities, but that's going to be today at 5 at the Monument Valley Welcome Center for Larry Holiday. But yeah, just like you say, a pillar in the Monument Valley community, a real loss there.
Yeah, and we will get you more information as more information becomes available on those services. You can check the local newspapers or the websites for the local funeral homes. That's Ertel Funeral Home in Cortez, Spanish Valley Mortuary in Moab, or the San Juan Mortuary in San Juan County.
Well, thanks for sharing those, Bill. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take another break and be back with more news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.7.
Ute Mountain Casino marches in a wave of excitement. Sundays are all about the luck of the hot seats. Every half hour, one lucky winner will receive free play. Will it be you? On Saturdays, Plinko Charm. Drop your way up to $1,000 in free play. Locals Day is Thursdays in March. Enjoy an extra $30 when you earn only 100 points. Join us at Ute Mountain Casino this March for nonstop fun and big wins. See you here.
It's tax season, and there's no better place to use your refund than High Performance Ford of Moab. Tax refunds make great down payments and can help lower your monthly interest rate. We have a wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with deals on everything from Mavericks to Super Duties and thousands off F-150s. We offer a variety of financing options with rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Tax season done right at High Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
It's the 24th Annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. They'll take anything that's farm or ranch related, vehicles, trailers, tractors, livestock and farm equipment, construction and irrigation equipment, four-wheelers, side-by-sides, antiques, and more. Consignments accepted March 14th through April 4th. Vehicles sell Friday night at 5. The auction starts at 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Allen at 970-749-1958. Brought to you by Rawhide Auctions.
Right, I'm in Rawhide.
A big welcome to all who are in Moab for the Easter Jeep Safari from the folks at Canyonlands Napa Auto Parts. We know a lot of you may need repairs during your visit. Canyonlands Napa is ready with parts on hand or next day service for anything you need to keep you on the trail. Canyonlands Napa is easy to find at 200 South, next to the State Liquor Store. Canyonlands Napa Auto Parts, the place for all your fluids, tools, and fixes.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Monday, March 18th, 2024, 9:25 a.m. on this Monday morning, Bill.
And that song we just heard, Another Brick in the Wall by Pink Floyd, was the number one song on this day in 1980, 44 years ago. It is Pink Floyd's only number one hit in the UK and the U.S. Another Brick in the Wall was banned in South Africa in 1980 after the song was adopted by supporters of a national school boycott protesting racial inequities. Anyway, very, very interesting. 44 years ago today, on this day in 1766, the British Parliament repealed the Stamp Act of 1765 after violent protests in the American colonies. On this day in 1965, Soviet cosmonaut Alexei Leonov, after passing through an airlock on the spacecraft Voskhod, became the first man to walk in space. And it was 34 years ago on this day, March 18th, 1990, that two men pretending to be policemen made off with the largest art theft in history at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston. The crime was never solved and the art has never been recovered. Anyway, fascinating story. Today is Awkward Moments Day. We all have these moments that you want to forget, but you probably really need to revel in a little bit. My favorite awkward moments that do not include personal humiliation, and I'm not going to recount on the air, including when La La Land was announced as the winner of the Best Picture Oscar, and about the same time Steve Harvey was hosting Miss America and announced the wrong name of who won Miss America. So
yeah, something going on at that time.
Yeah, and it continues to this day, too. Again, we all have them, but anyway, today's the day for awkward moments. Birthdays today. I don't have any local birthdays. Do you have any local birthdays, David?
One, Will Fawcett's birthday today.
Oh, Will Fawcett.
So, yeah.
Oh, awesome. Weekend birthdays were for Chavis Holiday, Allison Randolph, Brian Clifford, Bobby Joe Pistorius, and Erica Shepherd. So we had weekend birthdays, but except for Will, that's the only one we've got today. Today is the birthday for Adam Levine, lead singer for Maroon 5. He was born in 1979, so that makes him, 45 years old today for Adam Levine. Grover Cleveland was born on this day in 1837. Vanessa Williams, who was Miss America for a hot minute and became a very popular singer, was born on this day 61 years ago today. Charlie Pride, a country singer, a member of the Grand Ole Opry, was born on this day in 1934. He died in 2020. Peter Graves, who was the leader of the crew in Mission Impossible TV series. So he was Tom Cruise before Tom Cruise was Tom Cruise. He was born on this day in 1926. Anyway, a lot of birthdays going on today. If you want to give a birthday shout-out on the morning show, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Well, very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Hey, we've got the on-air job fair, including job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. And we'll send you over to that and be back with the sports reports. I know, do we have a new job on the job fair, Bill?
I've got one that we can read before we get it recorded. If you're looking for your next career, the Synergy Company is now hiring multiple positions, and they partner with Red Rock Tots to offer on-site, licensed, and quality childcare to their employees. Red Rock Tots is also accepting enrollments for full-time, part-time, and after-school care. For information, call Heather at 435-313-4387. And for employment opportunities at the Synergy Company, call 435-610-2783 or apply online at thesynergycompany.com.
Very good. We'll get you to the rest of the job fair and be back with the sports report.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
The Element, Moab's 4-star hotel, is currently looking to hire. There are many positions available, including front desk attendant and housekeeping. Please come into the Element at 1431 North Highway 191 and fill out an application. Come find out about a great job at the Element. Attention adventurers, fuel your passion for exploration at Field Station, Moab's newest adventure hotel. We're looking for talented leaders in food, beverage, and housekeeping with $1,000 signing bonuses for supervisor positions. Seek more excitement? Join our team in laundry or front desk roles. Don't forget, our cafe and gear shop welcomes locals. Apply today at fieldstation.com and embark on your next great adventure. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour, including worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited share housing is available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Homestead Steakhouse in Blanding is looking to fill several positions, including a regular cook and a prep cook for the evenings. They're also looking for a chef with knowledge of Chinese cuisine. Experience is helpful, but they're willing to train. Pick up an application at the Homestead Steakhouse at 121 East Center in Blanding. Call Katie at 435-220-9134 for an appointment. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab's senior care facility, is searching for certified nursing assistants at $20 an hour, along with RNs and LPNs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way behind the hospital. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions, including registered nurses in many departments. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a marketing assistant, and a patient care tech full-time and part-time at night. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Energy Fuels is seeking full-time mill operators at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding. Salary is $22 to $32 an hour, depending on qualifications and experience, plus monthly bonuses. Generous benefits package includes paid leave, insurance, and matching 401k. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers@energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding. Comfort Suites in Moab is ramping up for the season and is currently seeking housekeepers and a qualified and dedicated front desk agent. The applicant should be reliable and helpful with the knowledge of the Moab area. Competitive wages and benefits are based on experience. Comfort Suites is located at 400 North Main in Moab. Stop by for an application today. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. San Juan Clinic Monticello seeks a clinic manager, and Spanish Valley Clinic seeks an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including an environmental health director, a full-time economic development specialist, a sheriff's deputy in the North District, a part-time senior center aide in Blanding, and a 32-hour-a-week victims advocate position that includes benefits. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the chef Ferrant role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country and Moab Heat and Cool. Your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on. So take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Let's take a look at the local sports report. Red Sifford getting this report to us. Tons of baseball and softball over the weekend, and there were some tight battles between local rivals at the Grand County-hosted Red Devil Invitational. Grand snuck past San Juan 4-3. San Juan beat Montezuma Cortez 5-4. The Broncos also beat Emory 3-1. Grand lost to Emory 5-4. There were some blowouts too, with Grand beating Montezuma Cortez 13-2. The Panthers suffered a 17-2 loss to Emory. All three of the local teams beat North Summit by a large margin at that tournament. Grand County is now 6-3 on the season. San Juan 4-4. Montezuma Cortez is 1-3 after their first weekend of the season. At the March warm-up softball tournament in St. George, Grand County beat Parowan 8-3 and West Jefferson, Idaho 13-0. San Juan beat Needles, Nevada 8-3 but lost to Duchesne 19-0. Unfortunately, all the games scheduled for Saturday were canceled due to weather. Grand County opened the season with 3 wins and 1 loss. San Juan is 1-1. On the soccer pitch, the Grand County boys shut out Parowan 7-0 over the weekend, improving to 3-1 on the season. So that's the local sports report. Taking a look at the regional report, over the weekend, Phoenix beat Charlotte on Friday, and Denver beat San Antonio. And the Jazz beat the Hawks, Utah beat Atlanta, so a 3-0 sweep on Friday. Looking at Saturday, the Jazz lost to the Minnesota Timberwolves, and on Sunday, the Phoenix Suns lost to the Milwaukee Bucks, and the Denver Nuggets lost to the Dallas Mavericks. So that was the weekend. Tonight, the Jazz host Minnesota. That tips off at 7 o'clock tonight. And, of course, the March Madness brackets are out, so those are out and available. We'll be sure to follow regional college teams in those NCAA tournaments. Should be a lot of fun. Once again, you've been listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Monday.